أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وسيق الذين اتقوا ربهم إلى الجنة زمرا حتى إذا جاءوها وفتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها سلام عليكم طبتم فادخلوها خالدين. وقالوا الحمد لله الذي صدقنا وعده وأورثنا الأرض نتبوأ من الجنة حيث نشاء فنعم أجر العاملين. وترى الملائكة حافين من حول العرش يسبحون بحمد ربهم وقضي بينهم بالحق وقيل الحمد لله رب العالمين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss part of these ayat in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that those who have the quality of taqwa, they would be driven towards Jannah in different groups. Different groups mean that according to the categories of the qualities of our iman, our closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then also groups will also refer to those people that had some predominant nawafil ibadat that became their activity and their ibadat during the time in this world. Some people are inclined, for example, to make more dhikrullah than others. Others are inclined to perform more nawafil salat than others. Others are inclined to keep more nafil roza than others, tilawat of the Quran, etc. So these people will all be categorized according to their groups, and then in those groups will enter Jannah. Hatta idha ja'uha, until they come to Jannah. Wa futihat abwabuha, the door of Jannah would have been already open from before as a means of welcome. And in this we find that our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in some of the ahadith have given a description of how huge or how wide this door of Jannah or the doors of Jannah will be. In one hadith, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes it as a 40-year journey. From one side of the door to the other, it will take 40 years for a person to reach there. Now it is quite immaterial whether it is 40 years by foot or by horseback or by camel, but even the slowest moving creature for 40 years will move a huge distance. In another hadith, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes the width of this door of being from Makkah Mukarramah to Busra. Now Busra today currently is on the border of Syria and Jordan. So if we just get some idea of how wide this door will be, and then it's not one door. The hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that there are 8 doors of Jannah, and those that perform salat predominantly, they will enter through the door of salat. Those who gave the sadaqah and love to give sadaqah, so they will enter from the door of sadaqah. Those who fasted predominantly, they will enter from the door of Rehan. And in this way, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has described the different groups of people that will enter the different doors. Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu made a statement, and he said to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that one door would have been sufficient, the mafhum of the hadith, one door would have been sufficient. However, would the 8 doors be open for any particular person? So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he said, yes, the hope is this, that you will be that one person through whom the 8 doors will welcome you, and you will have the choice of entering through any one of the 8 doors. وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ تِبْتُمْ فَدْخُلُوهَا خَالِدِينَ. Then the keepers of Jannah will say, peace be upon you. And this is in actual fact the peace forever and ever now. After this there will be no disturbances, there will be no annoyances, there will be no difficulties that you will go through. There will be peace upon peace. Tibutum, you have done well. Fadukhuluha khalideen, now enter these doors of Jannah, and it will be forever and ever that you will remain in it. So the dua and the response of the people of Jannah, وَقَالُوا, they will say, الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي صَدَقَنَا وَعْدَهُ وَأَوْرَثَنَا الْأَرْضَ natabawwa'u minal jannati haythu nasha'. They will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alladhi sadaqana wa'adahu. That being who had fulfilled his promise, who had showed his promise to be true. The promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Kitab, in the Quran. The promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Mubarak fruitful tongue of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All those promises have been fulfilled. That Allah, you said that we should have this quality of taqwa and we will enter Jannah. And here it is, we can see it and this is the reality of it. And not only that, وَأَوْرَثَنَا الْأَرْضَ نَتَبَوَّهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ حَيْثُ نَشَاءُ. One is to enter Jannah, to get admission into Jannah. And the other is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant freedom of Jannah. Today we have this concept that when the president comes to a place, then he gets freedom of the city. Or the president of another country comes to this country, he gets freedom of the country. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not talking of the superficial freedom of this world. Allah is saying, وَأَوْرَثَنَا الْأَرْضِ, that you had made us the inheritors of the land. Earth is refers to actually this world in the Quran Kareem. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing that even this earth is a very superficial land. The real and true land are the lands of Jannah. The inheritance of this world is a very superficial inheritance. The real and true inheritance is there in Jannah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants a person that abode in Jannah, نَتَبَوَّهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ حَيْثُ نَشَاءُ, then we will be able to reside wherever we wish to. Now here, one is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appoint and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will select and elect an abode for a person in Jannah. But here the ayat is saying that we will reside wherever we desire. So whatever has been elected, selected, chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for an individual, that will be the place that the person will really desire to be. In this world, sometimes we are in places where we don't want to be. But in Jannah, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen, that will be the place the person will want to be, and he will never want to change that place, exchange that place for anything else. And whatever the palaces of Jannah will be, there will be no need for any renovations, any expansions, extensions. Everything the person will be pleased with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants. Now this is one dua. The other duas we find in the Quran. Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَذْهَبَ عَنَّا الْحَزَنِ إِنَّ رَبَّنَا لَغَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has now totally and completely removed from us any form of grief whatsoever. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Araf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also describes, and Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks about the dua when the people of Jannah will be entering Jannah. Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي هَدَانَا لِهَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who had guided us to this. If Allah would have not guided us, we would have never come on this path. So these are some of the du'as that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have narrated, the tahmeed and the hamd and the praises of the people of Jannah when they're entering Jannah. فَنِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ. And how excellent is the recompense, how excellent is the reward of those people who had labored, who had practiced in this world. And obviously the practice was with a great deal of sincerity. وَتَرَى الْمَلَائِكَةَ حَافِينَ مِنْ حَوْلِ الْعَرْشِ. And then you will see the malaika thronging and circling around the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. And they will be making the tasbih and glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praising Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. And the matters between them will be judged and adjudicated with truth. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the decisions of Jannah and success, the decisions of doom, failure and Jahannam, Allah save us. But those are the decisions that will be made. And while the decisions are being made, the malaika will be praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will be glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقِيلَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. and it will be said, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. In other words, some of the servants of Allah will be making the praises of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And in this way Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala describes very, very briefly in these ayat the entrance into Jannah and what will transpire. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala make us amongst those whom Allah will favor the decision of Jannah without any hisab and kitab, purely by the rahmah, the mercy and the fadl of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.